Just as a sort of a footnote, are you aware of the data that was presented at the last ASCO meeting showing from a study called the WIND study reduced relapses in women who ate less fat?
I am aware of that.
What do you think about it?
Well, I think anything that reduces the risk of a recurrence is important, is beneficial to the patient population. I think that the standard mantra of any healthcare professional is that a low-fat diet is important. So we spend a lot of time, even when patients are embarking on chemotherapy, to talk to them about diet interventions.
I guess I'm curious whether or not that one trial was enough to actually bring it up to a patient, not just, you know, try to eat less fat as a help heart disease, et cetera, but specifically as there's some suggestion if you eat less fat, maybe your relapse rate goes down. Was that enough to actually discuss that with a patient at this point, or are you kind of waiting for some more data?
We do spend some time discussing it with the patient.
Really?
We have a multidisciplinary center where we do have two dietitians or nutritionists that are in service with us, and they are embarking on educational programs for patients to participate in different mediums, whether it be, you know, a VHS recording or a DVD,
right,
or just one-on-one right consultation, which tends to be more difficult. Certainly this patient that we've been speaking about who has a history of diabetes and hypertension would be somebody that would get a referral to our nutrition department at the completion of chemotherapy to talk about diet.
What happened to this woman's weight during the chemotherapy?
It essentially, probably within 5% up. We oftentimes see weight gain with chemotherapy, especially adjuvant therapy, and she probably experienced about a 5% weight gain.
In your experience, when you see this kind of weight gain, do you think they're eating more, exercising less? What do you think is going on?
I think there it's a multitude of factors. One is I think that they're fatigued, and so they're not exercising as much, or not even, they're just not as active as they've been. Certainly a woman who is a big exerciser will tone down that exercise regimen, but someone that's not exercising, which was this patient, is just going to have a slower lifestyle. I also think there are some physical symptoms that patients experience that mimics hunger. I think that a lot of people develop acid reflux because of the chemotherapy and the post-treatment medications that we use, and they report that they are truly hungry following chemotherapy for 4 or 5 days, and they eat more. And then finally, I think that there is anxiety and depression that plays into that weight gain as well.